Questions 36 to 40. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the third talk.
Listen to a documentary on the radio.
Colony collapse disorder is a mysterious element that was first noticed in the USA in 2006. It has since spread to Europe and beyond, and though many explanations have been put forward as to its cause, there has been no definite answer. What is strangest about the syndrome is that the bees appear to simply abandon the hive, leaving behind honey, pollen, and even bee larvae. This last circumstance is considered the best evidence of a disorder, as bees almost never leave live young behind. Beekeepers reported losses of between 30 and 70% of their hives, and honey production rates plummeted. Not only that, but fruit farmers who rely on migratory beekeepers to cross-pollinate their trees were faced with a massive drop in productivity or disaster. When a beekeeper brings a few hives of bees to an orchard, it can increase yields by 20% or more. For larger farms where wild bees and insects are rare, very little pollination will take place at all. The cause of colony collapse disorder is not known, but there are fingers being pointed in many directions. Some blame the antibiotics that beekeepers use, others fertilizers and pesticides common in farming. It could be a disease caused by a fungus or bacteria, though none have been discovered. The real worry is that wild bee populations are also showing signs of decline, and with the world's agriculture dependent on this bright, hard-working insect, scientists are furiously working to get to the root of the problem.
Now, you'll hear the third talk again.
Listen to a documentary on the radio.
Colony collapse disorder is a mysterious element that was first noticed in the USA in 2006. It has since spread to Europe and beyond, and though many explanations have been put forward as to its cause, there has been no definite answer. What is strangest about the syndrome is that the bees appear to simply abandon the hive, leaving behind honey, pollen, and even bee larvae. This last circumstance is considered the best evidence of a disorder, as bees almost never leave live young behind. Beekeepers reported losses of between 30 and 70% of their hives, and honey production rates plummeted. Not only that, but fruit farmers who rely on migratory beekeepers to cross-pollinate their trees were faced with a massive drop in productivity or disaster. When a beekeeper brings a few hives of bees to an orchard, it can increase yields by 20% or more. For larger farms where wild bees and insects are rare, very little pollination will take place at all. The cause of colony collapse disorder is not known, but there are fingers being pointed in many directions. Some blame the antibiotics that beekeepers use, others fertilizers and pesticides common in farming. It could be a disease caused by a fungus or bacteria, though none have been discovered. The real worry is that wild bee populations are also showing signs of decline, and with the world's agriculture dependent on this bright, hard-working insect, scientists are furiously working to get to the root of the problem.
Question 36.
Where has colony collapse disorder been observed?
Question 37.
Why is the problem assumed to be an illness?
Question 38.
How will fruit farmers be affected?
Question Question 39.
What has not been blamed for the disorder?
Question 40.
What does the speaker mean when he says,
"The root of the problem"?